In Chicago, on a Monday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. The nearby contract for the soft red winter wheat, that's December, at $8.92, down 5 1/4. The harvest month, July of next year, was down 7 cents at $8.64 1/2. The hard red in Kansas City gained 6 1/2 cents to settle at $9.75 a cent. Back in Chicago from the corn pit, nearby December futures, the harvest at 7.45 3/4, 2 1/2 cents lower. The March at 7.49 1/4, down 1 1/3 pennies. And May corn at 7.46, 3 3/4 lower. July 7.39, down 3 1/4 cents. And the September futures of next year down 4 3/4 at 6.60 1/4. Next year's December at 6.34 1/4, down 5 1/4. November bean futures $16.11, down 10 3/4. January down 11 at 16.11. March beans 15.71, 8 1/2 lower. And the May contract at $15.18 3/4 a bushel, down 7 1/4. July futures in the bean pit $15 even, finished 7 1/4 lower. And next year's November at 13.52 1/4, down 1 1/3 pennies. Bean meal at $4.81.60, down $2.90, and the bean oil at $53.81, 64 cents lower for the day. Live cattle at 125.30 in the October, 22 1/2 lower, and the feeders at 143.70 to 7 1/2, down 2 1/2 cents. Lean hogs were up 70 cents. This is the closing market report. You're listening to the closing market report on a Monday afternoon. It is the 24th day of September. On the phone line with us is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He serves as their senior grains analyst. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Farmers telling you that they're moving quickly with their corn harvest?
Yeah, the movement is, you know, very quick pace. Guys on south have wrapped up corn. You know, as we move further north here, it's been fairly aggressive. Yields all over the place. Continue to hear a little bit better yields as we move along in here. So I imagine this afternoon's planting progress is going to show another good jump. We think corn's probably 45% done as a nation, and beans are in this 20-25% complete here. Not a whole lot of bean activity until this weekend here, and I think there'll be pretty rapid bean progress here as long as the moisture sort of holds off.
It may be interesting to watch the harvest pressure lessen up as we get to the 50% harvested point for corn. And the quarterly grain stocks report, which is due out at the end of the week, come out kind of about the same time, I would think.
Yeah, we're going to have, the numbers here this afternoon give us where we're at. Stocks report here at the end of the week, then we'll have a new supply-demand balance sheet here as we move in October. So we're going to continue to see all kinds of different numbers continue to flow into the marketplace here. Surprisingly, in some areas, basis is hanging in there. Some areas are seeing some of this grain move out of the elevator as fast as it moves into it. So it tells us end users are stepping up in here and trying to gather some inventory here as we go through harvest.
Are producers worried very much that they'll be wanting to sell across the scale, but that the price of either soybeans or corn has some upwards momentum left in it?
Well, right now the biggest fear is aflatoxin and the fear of putting in the bin. So a lot of the grain's been, from here south particularly, has been moved to the elevator or sold across the scale, just getting rid of it. When you look at the overall price, it's still a good price no matter what basis is doing. As long as an individual hasn't really oversold and has grain to market, it isn't too bad. But as you sort of hinted on there, the number one strategy for the guys is looking at some optimism down the road, put some replacement on paper. The market's wanting the grain now. And you can be rewarded by moving the grain now than re-owning it in a deferred month where you've got some ownership in case the southern hemisphere sees adverse growing conditions here this winter. Also, too, there's still uncertainty whether we're going to get the wheat needed out of the Black Sea area. And also, too, the world economy still remain a little bit question mark, but they would perk up here this winter and investment money come back in. There could be some more gains to the upside here as we move down the road.
And as we started our conversation, you mentioned that yields for corn and beans both were coming in maybe a little better than expected. The further north the harvest made its way, what kind of yields are you hearing for both?
For the most part, a little better. I mean, it's later, and as you move north in here, if you've watched the radar maps this summer like about everybody did, you saw a little bit more green activity to the north. And you know, we've heard bean yields in this 30 bushel clear up to 60 bushel. Corn-wise, you know, we've been hearing some, you know, 180, 200 bushel marks, you know, at the upper end, that is. There's some areas that missed some rain that's not quite as good as that. But for the most part, producers were expecting the worst conditions possible from not only, you know, their particular area, but, you know, every night you sit down and watch the nightly news or the Weather Channel, they had the drought and pictures well advertising, you know, the worst case scenario.
The analytical company Informa released some numbers Friday afternoon showing both corn and soybeans with additional acres based off what they expect FSA will show in the October crop production numbers and WASDE reports that come out from USDA. What do you think about those numbers?
Well, it's been well talked about for some time. You know, it's kind of frustrating when you trade the market and don't have that information. When you expect to have it, it seems though you would have that those numbers quite a while back. But for the most part, ideas are, you know, a few more acres. And they came out expecting more acres next year, you know, with the idea that the weather could cooperate here this winter. And with these higher prices, there won't be a whole lot of ground not put into some type of corn or bean rotation.
While I saw the acreage figures, I heard but did not see their ending stocks figure, although I suspect it was still pretty small. Is that right?
When you look at the big picture, it's going to remain probably where most analysts feel pipeline supplies is going to be, fairly close to that. You come in with more acres, more production, then you got to add demand back to it. So it's kind of a moving target or a balancing act. The overall big picture tells us we're going to remain relatively tight clear in to next summer, and that's going to be whatever they feel the pipeline number is.
Pipeline tells you that prices should remain strong for corn?
Should hold firm. It's not suggesting we're going to $9, $10 or $20 on the beans. It suggests that breaks are going to be well supported as end users come in and get some coverage on any type of price break.
Anything else to add on the livestock side?
The hog markets had a dynamic rallying through here. Producers on the meat side are a little bit more encouraged with the $8 corn not really reality right now and some higher prices. So we're seeing a little bit more positive thinking on the meat side there, Todd.
Thank you so much.
All right.
That's Kirk Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.